Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan with Parak Beis Mishnah Dalid and Parak Beis Mishnah Hey. As we continue learning the halachos of Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah here in Parak Beis Mishnah Dalid is going to discuss some additional Isurim on Chol HaMoed that do not actually involve Malacha, and we're going to begin with the discussion of buying and selling items on Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah, in lokchim batim avadim ubehema, you're not allowed to buy houses, slaves, or animals on Chol HaMoed, elo l'tzorech HaMoed, unless they are actually needed for the person buying it for the actual Yom Tov. For example, as the Bar Tanura points out, if he needs a place to live during Yom Tov, or a servant to care for his to take care of his home, and so on and so forth, or an animal to shecht for meat, then in those situations he is in fact allowed to buy them on Chol HaMoed. But again, it has to be l'tzorech HaMoed. And as the Mishnah Berurah writes, this iser against the buying and selling on Chol HaMoed is not limited to these particular items. Certainly, it's actually forbidden to buy and sell anything on Chol HaMoed because of the extra tircha that would be necessary in order to purchase those particular items. And that's why the Mishnah tells us, oh, l'tzorech hamocha she'in lo ma yochal, or to buy the seller who does not have what to eat and needs the money from the sale to provide for his Yom Tov food. So under those are the only two situations, either the buyer needs it or the seller needs the money, then he's allowed to have buy and sell on Yom Tov on the Chol HaMoed, but otherwise you certainly are not allowed to do so. Continuing in the Mishnah with another activity, ein mefanin mibayis labayis, you can't move items from one house to another distant house on Chol HaMoed. That involves too much tircha. However, you may move items from one house to another within the same chatzar, within the same courtyard, since this does not involve as much tircha and can be done in a more private type of way. Continuing in the Mishnah, in Mevin Kalim Mibes Ha'uman. You can't bring home various kalim utensils from the house of a craftsman, because people are going to think they were given to him to be repaired on Chol HaMoed. Im choshesh lahem, however, if one is concerned about them and fears they may be stolen from the craftsman's home, then mefanen lechotzer acheres, and he may move them from the craftsman's house to a house in a different courtyard, but not to his own home. Now we're going to finish off the second parak with Parak Beis Mishnah Hey, as we continue discussing various activities on Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah, Mechapen es hakatzios bikash, you're allowed to cover up cut figs spread out in a field with straw on Chol HaMoed in order to protect them from the rain. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, af ma'abin, you can even make a thick pile of cut figs in order that the top figs protect those that are underneath from rain, even though this involves more tircha than simply covering them with straw. Continuing in the Mishnah, Mochre Perus Kisos, Vikalim, Mochrim Betzina, L'tzorech HaMoed, those who sell fruits, clothing, other kalim, they can sell these items only in a private way for the needs of the Yom Tov, but not in a public fashion. And finishing off the Mishnah, finishing off the Perek, Hatzayadin Vahadashoshos, Vahagrosos, Osin Betzina, L'tzorech HaMoed, people that trap, people that pound grain and bean grinders and so on, may do their work in private for the needs of the Yom Tov, but not in a public way. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Hemechmiru al Atzman, they, meaning the merchants and the workers that we just mentioned, accepted an extra stringency, an extra chumrah upon themselves, not to work even in a private way, as the Bar Tanura points out. Even though they are allowed to work in private, they extended the prohibition upon themselves to include even what is done in private, and are therefore forbidden to work at their jobs on Chol HaMoed, even in a private way. Have a great day.